Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, the children see spirits. A conversation with Mike McAllister. When Mike McAllister's daughter was just 4 years old, she came to him to see if her friend Timmy could join them for dinner. As a loving father, he entertained the idea, invited her imaginary friend in. Soon, she began a very detailed and seemingly real interaction with an empty chair. Empty to all the adults in the room. From there, she began to recall incidents, deaths even, of people from places and times that she couldn't possibly know. This was the beginning of a long journey, digging into the world of the supernatural, a journey that we discuss today on The Grave Talks.
Now, as far as going back in the world of the paranormal, it was probably shows similar to Unsolved Mysteries that would, you know, would interest me and make me think about it. I had a few experiences young, but not significant enough to really point out. But the real interest drew from me was actually, all right, my oldest child, she had talked to these imaginary friends. One in particular, my wife invited in. And then after that, we had paranormal experiences beginning to come into the house. Mm-hmm. And it started telling us things that there's no way she could know. She would know about private conversations me and my wife would have. And then we decided to, you know, run with it and see just a little bit and see where it would go with her. So we brought her down to a lady who knew a little bit more in that field, and she walked into a historical building and talked to the people in there, and basically through as saying she was them, like she's acting as them, would tell us the story of how they died. And we were thinking at the time that there's no way she, you know, she's just making all this up. And then the lady looks at us and she goes, actually, everything she said was historically correct, including one thing we just found out.
That's got to be a little bizarre as a dad.
Yeah, that kind of sparked her interest. And then we kind of did some research on, you know, what all goes into the paranormal. And a neighbor came over and said he was interested as well. And that kind of started our journey all those years ago.
So I want to dive into that and dissect that, because there's a lot there. You said this began where she just kind of, you know, like a lot of kids, they have imaginary friends, quote unquote. You said there was a name to this specific one. Did you get the name?
My wife would remember the name. Okay. Told the story of it and sure. Remembers the name. I think it was Timmy.
Timmy. Okay. So little Timmy, basically. And how old was your daughter at this time?
My daughter had to be roughly about 4 at that point.
Okay. So pretty young. Now, mm-hmm. Tell me specifically, like, what would you remember, like, the first encounter of this, or like the first things she specifically was telling you that, you know, that really were just like, wait a minute.
It was very vague moments. Like, I think it started out with her just asking if he could come in and have spaghetti dinner with her.
Okay.
And so we set a plate out, just kind of played along with her imagination, not thinking it was actually a ghost at that point or a spirit. We just thinking that, you know, she just has an imaginary friend and we'll play along.
Is she acting like she's interacting with him during the dinner?
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Yeah, completely interactive with him. And then, you know, later on, you know, it just certain things, me and my wife, I can't really think of any offhand, but just certain conversations we would have, she would know about. And when we would go to tell her something, she would say that he was upset about us talking to her like that.
Wow. And tell me about some of the things where you and your wife realized, okay, she wasn't in on this conversation. How does she know this? Do you remember what those conversations were about?
Actually, I don't recall it that at this time. I just remember there was various things, and it started being where she would go to other places. And she would just kind of tell us, well, I've talked to this person here and this person here, and none of them really significant. So we maybe thought some of it was still maybe in her imagination, but there was just some moments and things that I can't recall that she would say that would lead us down that, you know, to where we believed that maybe something was going on. And then the straw, you know, that kind of really told us maybe she knew a little bit more of what she was saying was when she started giving the history. She went into one place and said, my name is Rose, and they pushed me out the window. And that's exactly what happened to a lady named Rose at this building.
And so she was saying she was Rose.
Yeah, she would go in during this one place in particular, a place we later hunted called the Journey Within. It's no longer called that, but it's in a town near me called Portsmouth, Ohio. We got all kinds of evidence from there, but this is prior to us even getting into investigating. She goes in there and tells us about basically it was a lover's quarrel, and they decided the person that was currently with the guy, the new lover, decided they would get together and kill the old lover so that they could continue their life together.
And did she express this to you, or was it more so I got pushed out the window?
She would say she got pushed out the window, and then she said stuff about them betraying her and stuff to that nature.
So as a parent, when she's coming to you and she's saying these things that clearly, you know, are very out there, and it's like there's no way you would know this, there's no way she would have knowledge of that, how did you handle it as she came to you and was expressing this?
To be honest with you, we didn't know how to handle it. We brought them to that lady, and she talked to her a little bit, and she worked with her a few times. And to be honest with you, she kind of, well, at this point, we decided to get involved in the paranormal so we could better understand it.
Mm-hmm.
That was the moment where we started, you know, forming the team, and we started going on these investigations to see if we could figure out what all this meant. What, you know, maybe we thought maybe there might be answers to help her with, and slowly she just kind of quit talking about it.
Just kind of faded away, and it wasn't a thing. Yeah. When you brought it up, how old is she today?
She is 18 today. She is a senior and getting ready to graduate here in a month.
So as she got older, did you ever bring up those things to her? Like, remember when you were 4 and we were here? Does she have any recollection of talking about those things?
We've brought it up to her. She don't remember any of it.
Mm-hmm.
To my knowledge, she would say she remembers vague things, but when we tell her details, she's like, yeah, I don't remember that. But she is now doing this as well.
Okay, that's cool. So when you look at this and have some time and some perspective between it, what do you think was going on?
To be honest with you, I think there was a kid seeking a friend there and then maybe got a little bit defensive over the friend, because there was moments where they wouldn't be happy with things we do. Not specifically moments. Like I said, my wife is very much more detailed as far as remembering all that.
Yeah.
But looking back now, I think it was just a kid that wanted a friend. And my daughter was one of the people who just, she kind of was always in her own little way, her own headspace. She was just a unique kid that just loved to be alone. She's still that way. She's still not as outgoing. She's more likes to be a loner style.
Yeah.
So, and I think that that's kind of maybe what kind of, maybe possibly, I mean, there could be a number of things, but the one things I can point to is that she's very, what's the word they use nowadays for that? I can't think of it.
Sensitive, empathic. Empathic?
What is it?
Empathic.
Well, I'm talking about where you like to be more by yourself. You're not really much of a people. Yeah. Introvert.
Introverted. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. She's very introverted, and I think that might play some role into it too.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's interesting. You know, I think that makes sense with the little boy that was in the house, little Timmy, that, you know, she's interacting with. But what do you make of the experience at the museum where she was able to say, you know, I died, you know, going out this window and saying things like that? What do you make sense of there?
Well, that was a little spirit shop, if you will. It's like they did like incense and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a storefront, but it was in a historical district.
Okay.
Downtown. It was like a 4-story building. Mm-hmm. I, to tell you the truth, thinking about at the time, I thought, when she first says it, I think she's just talking. You know, none of this actually makes sense because the lady didn't react. Mm-hmm. At the time, the lady just stand there and looked at her and kind of, okay, and what else do you think? You know, just didn't really show whether she was actually right or wrong.
Yeah.
And I think she was just kind of taking it in as well as we were. And then at the end, she grabbed us and I go, okay, so what? That was pretty much hogwash. She goes, no. She goes, she was perfectly spot on. She goes, in fact, just last week we learned one of the details she just told us. And so I, to be honest with you, at that point, I didn't know if it was better for her to continue these things or not. So we just kind of backed away from it and just seen how she would react. Mm-hmm. And I think that in some ways she must have lost interest or maybe just didn't want to go that route no more.
Because it's almost like two different types of interactions. One with a little boy is like an imaginary friend, but it's not imaginary. She sees the little boy as clear as you and me would see each other. With the other one, it's almost like she was getting information or something was, you know, speaking their story through her.
Oh, yeah. She looked like she was almost like acting on a stage, if you will, in front of the people. Like, and we asked her afterwards and we said, what did you mean by all that? She goes, I don't know. They just told me to say it.
Interesting.
And I think that's what, you know, what it was like.
Yeah.
The lady didn't ask her, what's the history here? Or anything like that. We introduced her and she goes, and she just started going, well, hey, I'm this person. And she's like, the lady did, like I said, she didn't react. So I'm thinking, are you just goofing off? Like, we brought you down here to talk to this lady, but it turns out she was pretty spot on.
Well, it makes you wonder because there seems to be two different kind of paths one could go on with that. There's the past life idea where maybe she was that person that got pushed out that window and was having something was connecting there. Or the other thing is, was something communicating through her of saying, this is my life. It really wasn't a past life for your daughter, but it was something that was using her. I hesitate to say possessed because there's so many, you know, weird connotations to that, but it's nothing dark or demonic, but just more like something was taking, you know, over or giving her this message to say those things, especially in the first person. And I've thought about this long and hard because I had a very similar experience too. That's why I'm really curious as to what your take is on all that.
I would go more with the latter on that.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling about the whole the kids thing and her, and it's not all kids, but I just wonder sometimes like we learn to be more separated from that side. Mm-hmm. Through growth, through just like a normal life.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if that when you're younger, you're more, if you will, pure. Your mind is more pure. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if that's what opens up to that side. And that's what might have, you know, parts of her plus that addition made it to where she was so easily able to communicate.
Is she today, does she consider herself sensitive or do you consider her sensitive to being able to pick up on things?
I almost think I don't doubt she is. I think she almost don't want to be at this point.
Yeah.
But you know, my youngest is also in that realm of where she might even be further along in that stuff. And that's one of the reasons why, see, we left from the paranormal for 11 years. Mm-hmm. We packed up, I shut down the team and I went about building my life. Mm-hmm. And we returned because my kids came to me and said, hey, we've read stories about, you know, about where you used to be involved and people's told us stuff about you used to doing this. You should do it again. And I fought it for like 2 years. I was like, no, we're not going back into that. And then
hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe or visit thegravetalks.com.